Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. We love you. I'm here with Hina. Hello.
Hello.
Very excited for this because there are a bunch of guitars.
Yes.
Two guitars and a bass.
One drum kit.
Gorgeous.
Three sweaty boys. One sweaty girl.
Two.
Two sweaty girls.
So we've got a couple of tracks to play for us.
Yes.
Awesome. Do you just want to head straight into it? What's the first song called?
Shall we? This is Made This Way, the first one we're going to do. I wrote it with my dearest friend, Bexy, and our other two friends, Rory Noble and Mikey Dam. And Palmy.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Okay. I actually played it the last time I was on here, but it's different now because he's a band.
Okay. I'm going to do this fun little squeaky movement from my mic to the drums. Here we go.
Cool. Nice. Shall we? Huh?
Back to the phone.
No. This is Made This Way. All I ever do is whisper, the only cycle that I know. But at least with all my mirrors, I feel I'm less alone. Is there something that is bigger? Can you tell me where to go? And I promise that I'm trying my best to feel it all. So when it feels like it's gone, put it back where it belongs. When it feels like it's gone, put it back where it belongs. 'Cause I don't wanna lie here if I'm just gonna die here. Anyway, 'cause you know, you know, you know I'm made this way. And I try to be persuasive, like it's tattooed on my wrist. And I won't take all the glory, 'cause I'm not a narcissist. And I feel like I'm falling, it's like autumn swept me up and made me feel like I'm no good. So when it feels like it's gone, put it back where it belongs. When it feels like it's wrong, put it back where it belongs. 'Cause I don't.
Built up a bit of a crowd. It's always fun.
It's always fun.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sick? Got another one?
Yeah, we do. Can we have two more?
Yeah,
cool.
And for those people who heard that and were blown away and want to listen to more, where can they find it?
They can find it on all streaming platforms and Bandcamp, because it's Bandcamp Friday.
Woo-hoo.
Which is always, I think it's Bandcamp Friday. Is it Bandcamp Friday every Friday?
I don't know. I just kind of go with it, but I don't think so.
Oh, damn
but
it.
That'd Bandcamp be cool. Is the best for you.
It is.
And Bandcamp it's the coolest. Rocks.
It's the coolest. No big tech.
Sweet as and
yes.
Hina.
Yes.
H-I-N-A.
That's the one.
Sweet as. Let's hear another.
This one is called Scratch.
Ready when you fellas are.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Fun.
Good job, boys.
Thanks. I'm having some acrobatics with my microphones right now. Gorgeous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. I feel very sorry for everyone who's not watching this live right now. For those who do want to watch it live. When can they?
They can watch us live at Anthology on the 2nd of December. If they're in Dunedin, they can come to the 660 show, which we'll be opening for those legends.
Sick.
Which kind of like, ever so slightly sacking it. But it'll be fun. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful.
Your role. It'll be fun. So yeah. One last track. What's this one called? What's the vibe? What's the inspos?
Well, this one is called To The Bone, and it is kind of about the death and rebirth of yourself, sort of, like the death of a relationship, but the rebirth of your like identity in a way, I suppose. It's not released yet, so you'll have to come and see us live. but yeah, I kind of wrote it on acoustic guitar and then did very minimal production, and then brought it to band practice, and the guys just kind of killed it, making it this really. I'm not even going to tell you. You'll hear it, but it's like totally different version than the one I wrote, and I like it way better. So
sick.
Hopefully they're gonna enlist their help to record it, which would be really fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming up.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Catch you in December.
Yes. Yeah. Or maybe see you tomorrow night on the. Is it tomorrow night? Wait, Halloween's tomorrow night, right? The K Road Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably see you.
You've got to come to the 95 BFM Halloween party, and also maybe the outro's one as well.
Oh yeah, the outro's one. While I'm here. Yeah.
We've got Jacob on the decks for 2 hours playing some pristine tunes.
Yes.
And Leal playing some spooky music.
Yeah, while I'm here, I've got Navakaswar Sekilapule from Liao. I have Harry Thompson Cook from the Harry Thompson Cook Band. And we've got Scott Klessens from also the Harry Thompson Cook Band. Yeah.
You're mine. Great. Well, I'll catch you tomorrow.
Yes.
We can go bar hopping around Karangahape together.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's hear the last track. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah, it's been a joy. On third? Yes. I'm going to be doing this blind with you.
So maybe
that's track.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you so much. It's been awesome.
That was a fancy new band.
Thank you. Fancy new band.
FM News.
Ata Marie, good morning. Ko Francis Wright, toko ingoa. Ko te takauma kahi karaka. It's 11 o'clock. The New Zealand Security Intelligence Service is concerned there's a growing number of young people joking about carrying out racially motivated terrorist attacks. An annual NZSIS review first warned of this earlier this year. In an interview with Stuff, Director General Rebecca Ketteridge warns the threat shouldn't be taken less seriously just because it's coming from young people. Ketteridge says in similar countries, there's a trend of teenagers engaging with violent extremist content online. It comes as children spend more time online and unsupervised as a result of the pandemic. Met Service has issued several heavy rain watches and warnings throughout the country from Westland through to Northland. Meteorologist Lewis Ferris says rain has begun falling on the west coast of the South Island and is going to move over the majority of the country this weekend. Ferris says the front is being dragged down from the subtropics and another front is on the way next week too. He says the country will have a brief respite at the beginning of next week until another similar system moves across the country on Tuesday. An organisation helping marae to reduce their waste was among winners at this year's Māori Business Awards. Parakore is an organisation which supports marae to reduce waste, and the award it received recognises education, service and leadership. Parakore leader Matua Jackie Forbes says the award is a huge honour. Forbes and her team started looking after three marae in 2009 and they now work with more than 730 ropu, which include marae, kohangareo, kura kaupapa and social service organisations. She says that as part of manaakitanga, marae tend to have a lot of leftover kai, so her work helps to reduce the amount of food waste. Parakore is one of 25 businesses which received awards this year. And that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Anei nā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Your weather report for Rāmere Friday, the 28th of October. Mostly fine, sunny with some cloudy patches and warmer, but chances of a western shower. Freshening north-northeasterlies, a high of 23 degrees and an overnight low of 15. Sunrise today was at 6:20 and sunset will be at 7:48. Anei nā tohu huarere mō nā atu rā e toru. Your outlook for the next 3 days. Raharoi Saturday, mostly cloudy and more humid, with a few showers developing, a warm night and fresh northerlies. On Ratapu Sunday, cloudy and a bit cooler with rain and heavier showers, chance of later thunder, north-northeasterlies moving to light northerlies. On Rahina Monday, partly cloudy and very warm with showers, light northerlies moving to southerlies. That's your news and your weather. My name is Francis and the time is now 11:03.
That was a 95 BFM weather update, thanks to climate change.
Thank you.
That was Girl Friday with It Needs You. Love them. I've got a wee prize to give away since we're halfway through the show. It's a family pass to MoTat's STEM Fair. Your details will be on the box office. It's on Sunday, October 30th, and it's cool science stuff. I'll read out what it says here. It says, aspiring doctor, engineer, or game developer, the MoTat STEM Fair is the place to be Sunday, October 30th. Discover wind tunnel testing, strawberry DNA extraction, and build a spaghetti and marshmallow bridge with 56 specialist exhibitors from leading STEM organizations. Kids of all ages will find something to inspire them from the world of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The STEM Fair at MoTat, Sunday, October 30th from 10 to 4. And find out more at motat.com. You can text in for a family pass. That's going to be so good. Inspire the little ones. We need some more cool scientists in there. So text in 5395 and Let me know what the kiddos' dreams are and be in to win a family pass to MoTat for Sunday. Jump into some ads now, and I'll be back with you after the break.
95BFM presents Alex Cameron, live at the Hollywood December 2nd. But can you make songwriter par excellence and CB synth pop superstar Alex Cameron and his six-piece live band are returning to New Zealand for the first time in 2 years, celebrating the release of his latest album, Oxy Music. Alex Cameron, December 2nd at the Hollywood. Get your tickets now from Moshtix.
Like a great ocean bird sent far on some tropical wind, the Havana ship has landed in Auckland, bringing the fiery passion and flavour of Havana Coffee Works to Parnell with their new coffee roastery. Come on down and wrap your taste buds around Havana's real trade coffee, sourced from on-the-ground real friendships with coffee growers around the world. If you're serious about coffee, Havana Coffee Works. Coffee you feel. 69G St George's Bay Road. Go to havana.co.nz.
Come face to face with cultural icons and discover extraordinary stories of art, love and life at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki.
Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, Art and Life in Modern Mexico, is the newest exhibition at the gallery.
Join as a member and get free unlimited entry to this New Zealand exclusive show, so you can give the more than 150 artworks the time they deserve. Plus, get discounts, access to member-only events and more. Become a member today. Go to aucklandartgallery.com.
The BFM office.
What's that on the couch there?
What?
That spot.
Is that beer?
No.
I told you before, don't let Lewis drink beer on the couch. He leaves those beer spots everywhere.
Hang on a second. What did you just say?
He leaves beer spots everywhere.
I told you, Johnny.
That gives me an idea. Quick, to the production studio. Are we rolling?
Yep.
Here's an idea, why not head on over to the Beer Spot? They have Auckland's best range of boutique beers, plus you can leave as many spots as you like, cause the floor's bloody concrete. The Beer Spot, for all your beer needs. With 40 delicious beersies on tap and 5 locations Auckland-wide, the Beer Spot is your tappy place. Bookings recommended, find out more at thebeerspot.co.nz.
Witches, vampires, and other eldritch creatures of the night, arise and get your groove on at the 95BFM Halloween Party.
With terrifying performances from Amamelia, Dalian RD, LAW, Greco Romank, Half Hexagon, and Slumbug.
Abandon hope all ye who enter. The 95BFM Halloween Party 2022. Saturday, October 29th at Whammy Bar and Backroom. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
One, two, three, go.
Me and my boy, we
Balloons, we got anything we like.